Stop recording.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the sixth edition of the Stephen D. Podcast. This is me, your host, Stephen Darty, and on the other line is Devin G., my guest, or my co-host, really. But he does have his own podcast. He hasn't recorded any episodes yet. As you know, his website is devinsplace.wordpress.com. And so what's going to happen here is a life update from me, yours truly, a weather update from me, and then Devin's going to take over and review a game he created called, or no, not that he created, why did I say that? That he downloaded called Bakurano Falcon. Yes, as he said, I'm not good with pronouncing names like that.
It's Japanese.
So, yes, I speak English. English is my native language. So does he.
Jason is online.
Yeah.
However, I have a friend translate it, so, yeah.
Yep, as he said, once again. So, let me get on with my life update. Pretty much, all I've done was Skype Devin and my friend, Wyatt. Okay, so anyway, but yeah, I've been Skyping Devin and my friend Wyatt, and I went over to my papa's house yesterday to go swimming because my mom and Nana, they went shopping, you know how women are in their shopping, so it lasted until about 4 o'clock and started at like 8, so yeah. Anyway, I swam over there, Skyped Devin, and ate pizza. And last night I just hung out, really. And today I've been preparing for the podcast, taking a nap, eating lunch, trying to Skype Devin, but he decided he didn't want to answer the phone or the computer, even though I Skyped him like 11:30. So, yeah. Anyway.
It was my Skype. It was giving me issues with accepting my call because I was in a call with somebody else, and it basically,
Oh, I set up hotkeys. So, let's go on with the weather. The weather here is going to be pretty darn sunny and nice. Like, it's going to be in the upper 80s and lower 90s through the 4th. Friday and Saturday and Sunday, well, let's say they may not be the sunniest days in the world. We might have a few little late fireworks, you know. Nature might blow off a few of those, along with some rain. And that means thunderstorms, by the way. So, yeah. On another note, I better let Devin get started with the review because it's going to be 15 minutes long, and I've already spent about 2 on this. So let's make that podcast an average length podcast. And I will, let Devin go and do his review so that I'm not making noise on the other line. Don't you think it's a good idea, Devin, that I...
Well, you can comment in. You can comment in. It's not like you're going to be interrupting the review. Because I'm recording the podcast right here. So, yeah, you can actually comment.
Yeah, and that way whenever Devin's over with his review, excuse me, I can say the exiting note before we leave the podcast. Because although Devin is a loyal friend of mine and he's helping me, this is, in the end, my podcast. So I have to be the one to close it out. So yeah, let's, without any further rambling nonsense droning on about the podcast, let's let Devin do his review. There you go. Take over, Devin.
Okay. The game I'm going to be reviewing today is called Bakurano Debakken 2, and it has been talked about on the audiogames.net forum for quite some time. Last time I checked, there's about 5,000 posts on its topic. Actually, the topic itself is bigger than Swamp's topic. And, so, this game is a game where... Basically, you go on an adventure because someone is trying to steal... I've been trying to translate this, but what I've gotten is someone was trying to steal your food. So you started attacking it, and then he started sending slimes and things after you, and crazy things. And so he engineered a boss robot to destroy you. And he sent that to create, basically, enemies to destroy you. So I'm going to press enter on the game. If you can hear it, BK2, 3 of 16. I'm going to press enter. Enter. This is the logo.
Question, Devin. A couple questions here. You do have it recording a microphone, right? You did select that option, right?
Yes. I have an update.
And one more thing. Don't, once again, get carried away because we don't want to shy these people from the podcast. Like, I like it when you talk geeky because, you know, it's like I talk geeky stuff and that there's not many people that do that. But don't say anything too technological because there might be some people on the podcast who
don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to load my save file. Which one should I use? I have several of them. I'll just use... I'll just create a new game.
First, please choose the slot the game will be saved in. Once you decide, the game will auto-save your data in the specified slot. First, please choose the slot the game will be saved
in. So now it wants to know what slot I want to save the game.
Sorry guys, Devin's microphone kind of messes up sometimes, so what he said was, now it wants to know what slot he wants to save the game.
The save slot already has saved data, do you want to override it?
And yes, I want to override the save data in slot 4, so I'm gonna say... Yes. Yes.
Next, please determine the name of the player. Once you type your name, please press
he wants to overwrite that save data in slot 4.
Play, and it wants to know my name now. So I'm going to type in my the player name. Review.
Next, please determine the name of the player. Once you type your name, please press after continue.
Actually, that was just a review.
Player name review, is okay.
Yes, it's okay. So. New data has been created.
Now the game begins.
You must first go through a tutorial.
Select the stage and level by using the arrow keys and pressing enter. Pressing the space bar will repeat the current menu item. This game is a sequel. Would you like to recap the previous game?
I think I'll pass. So it asked me basically if I wanted to recap the first game since this is a sequel. To the first game, which, so I've got several items in this menu right here. I have select stage,
items,
check currently held items, that'll do
question.
Obvious. Yes?
Devin, did you accidentally hit a button on your microphone there?
Why?
It kind of sounds like phone quality now, like for some reason. Sounds like it's phone quality.
I'm not sure why, but that's probably just the Skype. So we have select stage, which will select the stage, which is basically like, if you can think of Super Liam, where it had level 1, act 1. Well, it's similar to that, except it's stage something, level something, which is... I don't know why they do it, but then there's items. It checks what items you have in your inventory so that, you know, collection items. They're not of much use, but there are some places where you might need them. Weapons are to check the weapons you have. Check and change data. You can basically clear your already done levels to where you have to redo the whole game.
Game settings.
Save game and quit. I'm gonna go into game settings to show you here. Really fast.
Atmosphere sound volume, BPM volume, minus 10. Atmosphere sound volume, 220. Screen reader auto detect. Check for updates and startup on. Select manual. Save settings.
And I hope these will be obvious to you what they do because I don't have much time to go through this review. So I'm gonna do select stage. And it's not saying anything right now when I press up and down arrow because the only stage I have to me, of course, is the tutorial stage, which is stage 0.
Select level.
Select level, again, there's only one level available, so I press enter.
Next, play ball. I roll the ball, we return the ball by pressing enter. We return the ball to the right. The ball will start rolling the other way and the left side.
So I hear a ball rolling to my right, and I'm going to return it back to its
okay.
owner, or wherever it falls back
so,
there.
Roll 10 balls. Return the ball.
Now they're gonna, he's gonna roll 10 balls to show me how to return objects. This isn't how to interact with objects thing. And the last ball is gonna fall. So now I have select stage. I still only have one stage available. Now, however, I have 01, the enter key. 02 is jumping, so this is showing you how to, of course, jump and pick
Devin,
up items. Yes?
What did you just do?
Nothing.
Because your microphone is back to normal quality, which is a good thing. I'm just asking.
I don't know why Skype did that. I was just sitting here doing stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, we have 02 available. I'm going to press enter.
So first, let's catch a ball floating in the air somehow. Move your sound of the ball. Kevin Jones is not disturbed. When you think the ball is in the center, jump up in the air for the grab. Both of you must press the air with the thumb.
So basically, there's a ball in the center of the room that I need to retrieve. So I'm about in the center right about now. So I'm going to jump up. I wasn't quite in the center that time.
Congratulations.
But there I was. I caught the ball.
Well, you're going to keep the ball. It's just a regular ball now. I'm not sure why it was floating. Okay, let's learn how to avoid attacks, although we won't take any damage here. There will be arrows coming from the right. Try to jump right before the arrows.
I'm avoiding arrows.
Why are you doing that?
Because there's arrows shooting me from, shooting at me from a wall. Another one. Another one.
Yes, good work. However, not really evil, so now let's make things more difficult.
I keep on getting hit by these arrows. So I have. I keep on getting hit. I'm getting hit by these arrows because now there's multiple of them shooting at me from everywhere. Now there's four arrow launchers coming at me. I'm trying to avoid all these. Completed that. So now what we have is we have
select level.
Another basic level, basic attacking. So I have a car coming at me, and I want to get rid of it. Let's give it a good whopping. Die! Die! Come on. Aha, and it's broken. Here come several more. That one broke.
You should probably tell the people,
Devin. You should probably tell the people on there, sorry if you hear my dog.
Yeah, my dog is kind of annoying, might be annoying, but there's nothing I can really do about it, seeing as they decided to put my desktop computer in the living room. So now I have several cars to destroy. This is probably the last level I'll get to review, because this is already getting quite lengthy. So I destroyed one. Two. I still have about four of them left.
You got enough.
Come on. I have a couple more left. And it's gone. This is probably the last level I should review, don't you agree?
Yes, I do agree, because it's been 12 minutes. Already?
Okay, so I'm gonna have to wrap this up. Here's the boss car, which... I destroyed one of the boss cars. Die, die. I still can't get quite to where it's at. Die. As you can see, this takes a lot of hits to actually destroy. I used a cheat to make myself go faster so I can chase after the car so I can get the review over faster. But normally you won't have this extreme speed of walking. Basically, I'm using left and right arrows to walk, and as you can see, I just destroyed the boss. Up arrow to jump, control left and right arrow to run.
Great. Select A.
And that's about it. The next level would be a tutorial, kind of a mixed of all things, but seeing as this review is already about 13-14 minutes, I should probably wrap it up. So if you want more information about this game, you can check out the Audio Games Forum, because Yuki, who wrote this game, doesn't really have a English website. So if you want more information, there's a Bacchanal de Bacchan topic on the audiogames.net forum in the general discussion.
Yes, and I will link to that in the links discussed in this podcast episode, so you scroll down there in the show notes, you will find that topic.
And yes, so that's basically it, and I'm going to exit the game.
Select level 02, jumping.
I'm going to press
select
escape, and then it wants to know the stage I want to play.
Stage
and I'm going to press escape
hours,
again. It's telling me how long I've been playing.
Change the game settings. Save game.
And I guess I said game and click. Yes, I want to get the game, so... I hope you've enjoyed that little review. So if you want more info, just go to my blog and maybe contact me at my email address of gut.devin91@gmail.com.
Well, I could help you put a contact form in there if you don't want spam bots catching on, you know, a spam bot listens to this, if they can. I don't want them getting your email, so I'll set you up a contact form on the contact page.
Yeah, so, good. When we get that set up, you can contact me via that. Or you can ask Steven to get in touch with me if I'm unable to respond to the contact form.
And I will do that. So anyways, thank you, Devin, for that audio review of Bakirano de Balkan. That was pretty awesome. Lengthy, but awesome. So thank you for that. And guys, thank y'all for listening. This has been another edition of the Steven D. Podcast. Our next edition will be on July 21st, 2013. Please stay in tune for later blog posts, audio game reviews, podcast episodes, and much more by visiting stevend.net. Thank you.
Button. Stop recording button.